Hi, Dosers. My name is Paige Payne, and I recently read a study that out of income brackets, if we're thinking like every $10,000 to $15,000, the study was done and asked people, how much more money would you like to like feel comfortable or like you're good? And every single person answered at least $10,000 to $15,000 more than what they had. Even the people in the really wealthy brackets, just $10,000 to $15,000 more a year would make me feel a little bit more comfortable. Basically, none of us really are that comfortable or content. We're always just kind of hoping for the very next thing. And we come to 1 Timothy chapter 6, and Timothy has a lot, or Paul has a lot to say about how we spend money, about contentment, and about what this has to do with our lives as Christians. So join me there. It says this, it says, "But godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into the world, and we can take nothing out of it. But if we have food and clothing, we will be content with that." It goes on to say, "For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil." Further down, it encourages us. It says, "Flee from all of this. Pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, endurance, gentleness. Fight the good fight of faith." It gives these commands. Take hold of the eternal life. It says, "I charge you, keep this command." And then at the very bottom, it says, "In this they will lay their treasure up in heaven for themselves as a firm foundation for the coming age, that they may take hold of the life that is truly life." And our faith is totally based on grace alone. But then we get these passages that give us really strong commands that say, take hold of life that's actually life. That say, take hold of the eternal life. And this charge that tells us, okay, we can know about Jesus, we can know what's going on, but the real truth is that we have to take active steps in our faith forward in order to take hold of this life that's actually life. And right here, he's tying to this to the concept of contentment about what we have. And I think that right now we all might, okay, maybe this is just me and my husband, maybe it's you too, have this little wish list growing in our notes of things that we'd love to buy or things that, you know, would make us a little extra comfortable, or, you know, I got my eyes on those shoes I really want, whatever. And it can be like just a fun thing, but it can also sometimes just be this nagging thing that we kind of think like, oh, if I just had this little extra thing that maybe it won't like make my life, but it would just be a plus. And what I find here is just so challenging is this encouragement that says, if we have food and clothing, we will be content with that. And today, as we're walking forward, as we're choosing to follow Jesus, as we're taking a look at 1 Timothy, today, let's just practice what it looks like to be content with what we have. If we're driving by another car on the road and we think, oh, it might be nice to drive that car instead of this car. Or if we're thinking, oh, it might be nice to have that house instead of this house, or have the luxury of this instead of this. We all get to live in a country that has running water. Most of us have shoes on our feet. And what if today we just really took an active stance at taking hold of life that's actually life and just choosing to be grateful for what we have already? Love you guys.